Now, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, welcome to the program once
Thank
again.
Thank you.
And first, the change in how soon airlines will be required to check the no-fly list. If there are around 6,000 names on the no-fly list, are there really so many additions to the list that airlines couldn't be asked to update it even more promptly than 2 hours?
It's not that it's updated, but that has to be checked and to be checked on an expedited basis. But again, I think the focus here shouldn't be the no-fly list. The fact of the matter is that there were multiple layers working simultaneously to apprehend Shahzad. There was the joint task force with DHS and the FBI and New York Police Department working to identify him. There was the ability to do various tracking, particularly once the vehicle number was public, that began narrowing down the possibilities. But at the same time, TSA and the CBP, who are both under the Department of Homeland Security, were already instituting different kinds of rules to watch for on certain or on outbound flights. Those rules were consistently being checked and updated. And so it was only a matter of time once he sought to escape from the New York City area by air that he would have been apprehended.
But just to clarify, since it seemed at first that Emirates Airways had dropped the ball by letting this man board the plane.
Yes.
Actually, they had been in compliance with a rule that only required them to check the list every 24 hours.
No, well, I think we're still looking into that. And as to whether they were in compliance with the existing rules or not. Regardless, that's why you always want to have a belt and suspenders approach. You can always you can have the most perfect set of rules in the world, and you always have to account for human error, particularly when you're moving at lightning speed, as everybody was in this case. And so the CBP process added to the TSA rule was really the belt and suspenders approach.
But you're saying there still may have been an error at Emirates Airways. That isn't clear yet.
There may have been. It's something that's being looked into.
Many people assume, by the way, that buying a one-way ticket out of the country on the day of a flight with cash is a red flag, and you're going to get stopped if you do that. Evidently, it isn't. Should it be a red flag?
Well, I don't want to go into what are the exact rules that are red flags, and the reason I don't want to is because once we say this is a rule and a red flag, the people who are the bad guys simply change their behavior to avoid the rule. Suffice it to say that there were a number of different things that are being looked at simultaneously in terms of timing, purchase of ticket, routes, travel patterns, and the like. And they rotate and change and evolve constantly.
Were we just lucky in this case that somebody who wasn't very good at building a bomb was the one who built the bomb?
Well, I think, lucky, yeah. If this bomb had gone off, I think it would have caused a major explosion in a very highly populated and popular area. So to that extent, there was some luck involved. To the extent he was apprehended and caught in 53 hours or so, there was a lot of good law enforcement.
A lot of good skill in that. I want to ask you a question about Mr. Shahzad, who became a citizen, and also about all people who become naturalized citizens.
Yes.
On his application, like everyone's, he was required to answer three questions about membership in the Nazi Party, one about membership in the Communist Party, one about other totalitarian parties, and one about terrorist organizations, no names mentioned. Should that list of questions, at least, be changed to ask about organizations and movements that are really out to harm the United States in the present day?
Well, perhaps. I think, obviously, there will be lots of questions asked like that. Should we change the naturalization form? As you read it, I suspect the form hasn't been changed for quite a while, and that may be something to look at.
Secretary Janet Napolitano, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
That's Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.